नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 2 महाराज निमी मीट्स द नाइन योगेंद्रास टेक्स्ट 35। विल बी रीडिंग द थर्ड पार्ट ऑफ दिस पर्पोट टुडे। यानास्थाय नरो राजन् न प्रमाद्येत कर्हिचित् धावन्निमील्यवानेत्रे नैस्खलेन्न पतेदिह। यानास्थाय नरो राजन् न प्रमाद्येत कर्हिचित् धावन्निमील्यवानेत्रे नैस्खलेन्न पतेदिह। यानास्थाय नरो राजन् न प्रमाद्येत कर्हिचित् धावन्निमील्यवानेत्रे नैस्खलेन न पतेत इह। यान विच आस्थाय एक्सेप्टिंग नरह ए मैन राजन ओ किंग न प्रमादियेत इज नॉट बिविल्डर्ड कर्हिचित् एवर धावन रनिंग निमील्य क्लोजिंग वा और नेत्रे हिज आईज नैस्खलेत विल नॉट ट्रिप न पतेत विल नॉट फॉल इह ऑन दिस पाथ। ट्रांसलेशन ओ किंग वन हु एक्सेप्ट दिस प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशन सर्विस टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड विल नेवर ब्लंडर ऑन दिस पाथ इन दिस वर्ल्ड इवन वाइल रनिंग विद आईज क्लोज्ड ही विल नेवर ट्रिप और फॉल। परपोट ऑन द अदर हैंड Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has stated that if a devotee is executing all the basic principles of bhakti yoga and advancing in devotional service, such a Vaishnava should not be criticized for neglecting the secondary procedures. For example, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada established hundreds of spiritual communities in the Western countries for practicing Krishna consciousness. The devotees in these communities give up all illicit sex, gambling, intoxication and meat eating, and constantly engage in service to Krishna. Such followers of Srila Prabhupada are able to make wonderful spiritual advancement and convert many thousands of people to the process of devotional service. In fact, all the faithful members of ISKCON who follow the standard regulations remain free from material contamination and make visible progress in going back home, back to Godhead. Such members of ISKCON cannot possibly execute all the details of the Varnashram system. In fact, many Western devotees can barely pronounce Sanskrit words and are not very expert in performing elaborate sacrifices based on chanting of mantras and offering of oblations. But because they are executing all the essential principles of bhakti yoga by giving up material sense gratification and constantly engaging in loving service to Krishna, their position is guaranteed both in this life and in the next. We have seen many sophisticated Sanskrit scholars and learned experts in the details of Vedic sacrifice who can hardly even follow the basic principles of human life, namely no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling and no intoxication. Such brilliant scholars, ritualistic performers, are generally seen to be attached to a materialistic conception of life and are fond of mental speculation. Although in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Himself has given perfect knowledge for all time, such so-called scholars consider themselves more intelligent than the Lord and thus speculate on the meaning of Vedic literature. Such speculation certainly constitutes a fall from perfect spiritual life. And what then is to be said of materialistic fruitive activities, which are illusory in every sense of the term? The transcendental devotees are able to remain aloof from the pollution of fruitive activity and mental speculation, and that is the essential purport of this verse. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has warned that the words yan asthaya indicate that the exalted status of a Vaishnava can never be accorded to one who is not following the basic regulations of bhakti yoga, nor can it apply to one who is sometimes serving Krishna and sometimes serving the illusory energy maya by mental speculation or fruitive activities. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has concluded, in all dharmas other than Bhagavad Dharma, one must consider the conditioned soul's qualification. But a soul surrendered to the Lord is never confounded by error, even if unqualified in all other respects. His feet never stumble and he never falls. Even though wandering in the world of whim, he always resides in an auspicious place by the influence of his unswerving worship. The unique potency of Bhagavad Dharma does not appear in any of the other dharmas of the world. There is no comparison between a surrendered individual who has taken shelter of Bhagavad Dharma and the practitioner of any other dharma. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामिने गौरतुषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। सो सीकिंग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ डिवोटीज लाइक टू शेयर सम थिंग्स ऑन दिस परपोर्ट। ब्यूटिफुल श्लोका has been going on for last few days. So yesterday, very nicely Vasudev Prabhu enlightened us about need of jnana, how we cannot neglect it. So I will also touch that, because without that, this cannot be completed, the whole purport. Basically, karma and jnana, this is the, always there is a confusion. Always there is a debate, because jnana karma dhyana avratam we say. So we think that because we are following the path of pure devotional service, so we are not supposed to take help of jnana and karma. But actually yesterday, like he said, thesis, antithesis and synthesis. So this is the beautiful thing actually. Bhagavad Gita itself, first six chapters actually they indicate towards karma. And last six chapters they actually about jnana. And both six, actually they tend towards middle, synthesis of bhakti in the middle actually. So karma also leading to bhakti and jnana is also leading to bhakti. That is actually Bhagavad Gita. What is nishkam karma yoga? Nishkam karma yoga is actually karma based on jnana. That you start performing karma having the knowledge that I am not the doer. That's why the fruits which are coming, they don't belong to me. And they have to be given to whom they belong. And then eventually it mature to bhakti. Then actually we start doing everything for what you say, Krishna, for Krishna. Like there are three kinds of bhakti, sanishthita bhakti, parinishthita bhakti and nirpeksha bhakti. Yeah. So sanishthita bhakti means one keeps bhakti on back burner. And one's occupational duties are in forefront. So most of the sadhakas are supposed to be on this platform, because where they still are on the conditioned stage and they identify themselves with their body and mind, with their senses. So artificially if somebody try to behave on the platform of soul and try to say I will chant whole day, you can try, not possible actually, unless you develop a taste for holy name. Or he try to renounce the everything of this world, in the sense renouncing means not doing duties as per your nature. That is the meaning of renunciation as far as I understand. So renouncing, actually when a brahmachari is joining the ashram or somebody is full-time becoming grastha, it's not like he's renouncing his duties. Because that renunciation is actually Bhagavad Gita talks about in the third chapter, where he says about that he developed the taste, you know. Rati, Atma Rati. When person develops the Atma Rati, that is a platform he can renounce the duties, because then he doesn't need to engage his mind and senses actually. until that point, conditioned nature will not allow the person to just sit and chant whole day or develop the taste in holy name. So that's why we don't have a choice. We have to take the help of karma and jnana. But with the bhakti conclusions, that's where the acharyas comes into picture. So that makes the whole thing complete, one loop. That we take the help of karma and jnana, understanding the jnana based on the conclusions of acharyas, that jnana is not, I am going to speculate what is the truth, I already know the truth, that I am not the doer, Krishna is the doer, I am the servant, I am the insignificant living being suffering this material world, threefold miseries are just punishing me left and right, kicking me top and bottom, and I have to what do? Just do my duties based on scriptures and keeping the bhakti on the back burner, in the sense that my sadhana bhakti. I'm not saying we have to keep it all the time in the back burner, but it's there. Like morning we are chanting, we are doing morning program. So it's only in the morning, we are not doing whole day. Whole day person engages himself in occupational duties according to his body and mind and senses. This is called karma mishra bhakti, the bhakti mishrit karma. Now you say we are following the path of pure devotional service, why are you talking about all this? That's okay, but we don't have the adhikar of that right now. We are heading towards it. That is our aspiration. That is our goal. In life, only a person who keeps the high goal and understand his adhikar, only he can reach his goal. Otherwise, he will keep falling. he will keep getting discouraged. Or he will go to something else. Or he will fake himself. So if one is chanting regularly and doing some service, then actually he is becoming a devotee, he is performing devotional service actually. And then gradually from sanishtita bhakti it comes to parinishtita bhakti. When he is still performing his occupational duties, but he places bhakti in the forefront, primary. That's what Krishna is proposing, Lord Krishna is proposing to Arjuna at the battlefield. Mam anusmara yuddhache. That's why he first used the word mam anusmara. Because his adhikar is more than just sadhaka bhakti, or maybe he is expecting that much from him. Mam anusmara yuddhachate. First you think about me and then you fight. You know, for him the forefront is, because that has become a default nature for somebody who has been chanting regularly for decades. So for him to, even while chanting, even while doing his duties, remembering Krishna will not be that difficult. Like driving the car, you know that example. In the beginning, you know, where is the clutch, where is the accelerator, where is the brake, where is the gear, and then steering also, so many things are there. It becomes really difficult what to handle first. But gradually, because first you have to focus on your duties. You can't give up your duties. You say, many times I see devotees, like they are chanting with one hand in the bead bag and they are doing service. So it's actually both way wrong. Because first of all, we are doing offense to the holy name. And second, the service is not paying attention. It's very irritating. Like some authority is telling you to do some service, he is with you, and with one hand you are chanting and moving around. You know, like I was traveling once, one devotee was driving the car, and we had luggage on the, carrier. So we got down, and then he picked up his bead bag, and then he was supposed to help. I said, we need to get the luggage down. So with one hand bead bag, he started taking the things down. It was really irritating actually. I said, Prabhu, do one thing at one time. I know you have to chant more rounds, but let's take it this now, or you will fall down, luggage will fall down, something will happen. So, I mean, it's not that way. Like, if person advances gradually, then by taking the luggage also down, he can think about Krishna, he can chant in the mind. That comes to the parinishtita bhakti, vamanusmara yuddhache. And then, nirpeksha bhakti. And that is the level for renunciates. So that's why most of us cannot call ourselves as renunciates. We are actually the practitioners living in the ashram, where we are trying to live a life of so-called celibacy, whatever we can follow in Kali Yuga, supposed to follow or trying to follow, aspiring to follow. But actually one no longer has to follow any conventional occupational duties of Varnashrama on this level. So there is no question of debating whether Varnashrama is needed or not needed, because we don't have a choice. And when Lord Chaitanya Ramananda Rai is talking about Varnashrama is aho bhaiye, you see the who are talking, you know. Like here is Vishakha Sakhi and here is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the discussion is going to go conclude to the highest things. That's why definitely Varnashrama is bhaiye, but Varnashrama is not that we can reject it. It's a tool. But if somebody keep getting attached to Varnashrama, like many times Prabhupada talks about in his purport, that becoming so attached to Varnashrama, then thinking that my performing duty is the only thing in my life. Like one person was working in the Tata Motors. So he came once to, I was in Pune that time, and he was arguing with Radhesham Prabhu. He said, what you are talking about Karma Yoga, you know, 40 years I am working in Tata Motors. See, I am Karma Yogi. So this is again, not the right thing, you know. Like many verses are there in the scriptures where if somebody is performing his duties perfectly also till the end, but if he has not remembered Krishna, he has not developed attraction for Krishna, shram evahi kevalam. So it's all the problem is about becoming extremist. Somebody goes into karma so much, somebody goes to jnana so much, somebody goes to bhakti so cheaply that he becomes sahajiyas. So that's why this verse is there where he says that somebody is following the path of bhakti. Even if he runs, he doesn't fall, means because he's so much surrounded by devotees' protection, acharya. That acharya and devotees don't allow him to fall down. And even if he try to fall down, they pull him back. They pull him back. It's very important actually. Without the help of acharya or devotees, we cannot do that. Like in the morning, bell is rung in the Gurukul. That was the system before. And when the bell is rung, children would get up and they would get ready and come. So that's how the acharya comes. And he actually, even Pune also, when I was there, they used to have a very big bell actually. At 3:45, they used to come and ring every room, tong, 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 every day. Like nobody can sleep. So that's how acharya has to do. He has to come and shake the people and wake them from the slumber of Maya, actually. Conditioned souls are sleeping in the slumber of Maya. And by his talk and by his moving around, by his presentation of philosophy, and by his organizing some events or whatever, he make conditioned souls awake. Like another example given in Bhagavatam, in rainy season, what happens in the forest, not forest, your forest, generally in forest there is no path, but by walking, there is some path is made, it's called pagdandi. But in rainy season, because so much rain is there, so much grass is there, that pagdandi is covered, you know, that path is covered. So that's what happens in a person's life when he doesn't do regular hearing and chanting. When he doesn't, regular hearing and chanting means hearing the conclusions of the scriptures regularly. So when we talk jnana in our sampradaya or in our line, we are talking about hearing the conclusions regularly, again and again from various angles. And that need to be done again and again. Because conditioned souls, mind will be covered with the grass of so many other materialistic things. And acharya has to do so many other arrangements to distract the person's mind. Like once one person was climbing on the mango tree, this is a mango season, you know. So he said, okay, I'll climb. And I will go top because top mangoes will be more ripe because, you know, they're getting more heat of the sun. So he was climbing and the branches and twigs were becoming softer. So now he started getting scared. He said, now I have to get down. But he was not ready to come down. He was feeling scared, I will fall down. So many villagers started coming. They started telling, come, you will fall down. No, will not fall down. Come, try, why not trying? One sadhu came. He said, now something has to be done. This person is becoming too obsessed with his position. So he started throwing stones at him. So he said, already I'm in trouble, you're throwing stones at me? He said, abhi aake dekhta hun tere ko. I'll come down and I'll see you. So he said, yeah, come. I'll throw one more stone. So he got so angry, he completely focused his mind on punishing this saintly person. And somehow he climbed down, and by the time saintly person ran away. They said, kahan gaya, where is he? He said, this is a trick of a sadhu because you were so scared, he distracted your mind. So sages, saintly people, their duty is to distract our mind from sense gratification, from speculation, from becoming sahajiya or getting attracted to sahajiya. All these are challenges for acharyas actually. And that's why they write different purports focusing on particular point. Like some purport they are focusing more on, like, you know, just condemning jnana is not needed. Somewhere they're condemning karma is not needed. Somewhere they are condemning devotion, too much of devotion, you know, it leads to sahajism. But every purport is like one political party, which is giving its manifesto. The person has to read the overall things and understand the conclusions. That's why you need the help of devotees. We need the help of acharyas. That's why Prabhupada wrote, religion without philosophy is sentimentalism or fanaticism. And philosophy without religion is mental speculation. So these things are there which we need to understand. And if we don't understand this, then we'll keep getting confused. What is Sahajiya? Sahajiya is very simple. That person is just trying to, mango is not ripe, and person pluck it and try to beat it and say, I'll make it ripe, you know. It will be spoiled. It will be spoiled. So jnana is a, let's start with the first, how we need to have some knowledge of Krishna to develop devotion for him. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, etam vibhutim yogam cha mamyo veti tattvataha. So avikalpena yogena yujyate natra samshaya. Etam vibhutim. Vibhutim means opulences. So if you are convinced about my opulences and mystic power, sa avikalpena, you will not have any choice left than to serve me. So simple. Because when we know the person's energies, we just want to serve that person. If 20 people from the forest of Africa comes, they will not be attracted to some very, you know, like a sport star like Sachin Tendulkar or some film star from India. You know, they don't know him. For him, he's no one. For them, he's no one. Like people are ready to buy the kerchief of Bruce Lee for crores of rupees. But they will not buy the Mahaprasad garland of Lord Krishna. Why? Because they don't know the value. They don't know who is Krishna, what are his energies. So people are attracted only when they know of the energies, qualities and talents. And Mayavadis always want to preach against God. They don't accept absolute having energies. Because according to them, Brahma Satya, Jagat Mithya. So by denying Lord's potencies, they want to make Lord influence so that they can call themselves to be God. Lord infamous. They want to make Lord infamous or reduce their position so that they can call themselves to be God. But if God is so powerful and he has so many energies, then they can't show all those energies. So the problem is that if we understand Lord's energies, then it's very easy, and which people don't want to do that. Parasya shaktir vividheva shruyate sobhavaki jnana bala kriyache. God is not ordinary. Sobhavaki. He has so many energies that he doesn't have to work very hard to get something done. A manager has to really break his head to get something done. It's very difficult, and especially if you're working with volunteers, that's more difficult. Because they are not obliged. So, sankalpa matrena siddhi. Sankalpa matrena siddhi means just by doing sankalpa, thing happens. That's what with God. Like many times people say, political rally, Murdabad, fala fala, Murdabad, Murdabad, you know. But unke Murdabad kehne se wo marne wala nahi hai. But if magistrate or say judge in the court says, you know, punished to death, sentenced to death, finish. Nobody can save him now. So that's what the power of energies are. It depends where you are, who you are, you know. Like a eagle flying in the sky, and eagle is cursing, cow die, so that I come and eat. Cow is not going to die because eagle is cursing. So it depends who is talking. So when we know Krishna is so powerful, that just by sankalpa matrena siddhi, you press one button and immediately print out comes out. You know, there is a powerful energy there. Somebody has programmed the program. Similarly, Krishna just press the button and all his energies start working. Pressing the button means he has to just glance on the material energy. He just glances and all the energies start working, running around here and there, and things become set. He doesn't have to take days and months and years together to construct this whole material world. Is to just press the button. So that's what we need to read, we need to hear, we need to discuss again and again and again. that how Krishna is so powerful. Yachakshures sakala savitagrahanam raja samasta surmurya shesha teja, that his sun is there, moon is there, koti koti brahmans are there. So this is all jnana. This is all jnana based on concluding with the conclusions that Krishna is God. And without having this jnana, how we will be attracted to Krishna? So there is Mahamaya and there is Yogmaya. So Mahamaya also put the living entity in forgetfulness state, that Krishna doesn't have any opulence or Krishna is not there. And Yogmaya also put a living entity into forgetfulness that Krishna doesn't have opulences. But it's like earth and sky. It's like completely opposite. Because when Mahamaya puts the living entity in forgetful state that Krishna is not there, you are the enjoyer, then you don't have any desire to serve Krishna. We don't have any desire to serve Krishna. And that desire to serve Krishna can be initiated only when we hear about the opulences of Krishna from a pure devotee. Because with mercy it will be manifested. And in the life of a pure devotee, the more Yogmaya put the curtain, more intensity of service increases. So when we say gopis don't know who Krishna is, they don't know, but they know, you read Bhagavatam. They have been in their prayers talking so many glories of Lord Krishna's opulences and his pastime and his strength. Only thing, they have been covered. So Logmaya sometimes covers it just to make it more intense, the devotion. So it's like a servant, you know. The Yogmaya is doing the service of making the service more intense. But in our case, if we saw, oh, gopis also didn't know anything, that also didn't know anything, not like that, they know. And for us, so like if we don't know, our Mahamaya will be more powerful and then will make us more convinced that you are only God. Our things of this world are very good. So Krishna controls and maintains both material and spiritual energies. And we need to take help of words of scriptures to deal with the material energy and come out of the material energy and understand the conclusions of scriptures. So, acquiring knowledge is certainly an important part of Krishna consciousness. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam avakshyami sheshataha. Lord Krishna says, I have told you everything. You know, jnana and vijnana both. Ashoshyan anubhasochastum pragya vadam shabhashase. That was the stage of Arjun. He's saying, you're speaking like a learned person, but you are a fool. Because you're not able to make out what is right, what is wrong. Completely in illusion. And then in the end, what happens? Nasto moha smriti labdha tat prasadad maya achyuta sthito asmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. That Arjun said, my dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. My moha is gone. Nasto moha smriti labdha. My memory is fixed. My intelligence is fixed. And without doubt, I am ready to follow what you said. So what is this moha? Moha means opposed to knowledge. And moha is again that person just forget that I am the servant of God. So Prabhupada writes, to study Bhagavad Gita is to understand Krishna factually. When a person is in full knowledge, he naturally surrenders to Krishna. When Arjun understood that it was Krishna's plan to reduce the unnecessary increase of population, he agreed to fight according to Krishna's desire. Again took up his weapons. The highest summit of spiritual perfection is knowledge of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless one is firmly convinced of different opulences of Supreme Lord, he cannot engage in devotional service. Generally, people know that God is great, but they do not know in detail how God is great. Here are the details. If one knows factually how God is great, then naturally he becomes a surrendered soul and engages himself in devotional service of Lord. So Bhagavad Gita discusses about Jiva, Ishvara, Prakriti, Kal, Karma with the conclusions of Sarvadhamhan Paritejya and Manvamabhamad Bhakto. So that's why we need the Bhakti Shastras to study with the commentaries of Acharyas, Bhakti Vedantas. And then what will happen? The knowledge of soul and God at God energies will lead to conclusions of Bhakti. So that is what is very important. We need to understand that. In Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami write in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sab Shrota Gane Kari Charan Vandan ये सब सिद्धांत सुनी करी एक मन। आई ऑफर माई ओबेसिसेस अन टू द फीट ऑफ ऑल हु हियर दिस डिस्कोर्स। Kindly hear with attention the conclusions of all these statements. Purport. Prabhupada says, prostrating himself at the feet of his readers, author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, telling with all humility to hear with rapt attention conclusions about absolute truth. One should not fail to hear such arguments, for only by such knowledge can one perfectly know Krishna. So Prabhupada writes in that purport in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that if somebody cannot take advantage of reading the commentaries of acharyas, then he can at least hear them from the acharyas. You know, we can hear the acharyas, conclusions of the acharyas. You know, somebody say, I'm not very scholarly, I cannot read the scriptures, I don't feel like reading the scriptures. Ultimately, we have to chant Hare Krishna, we have to completely absorb ourselves in Hare Krishna. But to get more motivation and inspiration, we need to hear the conclusions of the scriptures. And that's what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying. Siddhant boliya chitte na karhalas, iha hoite Krishna lage sudhra manas. Ki siddhant ko sunne mein alas mat karna. Don't be lazy in hearing the discussions of such conclusions, considering them controversial. Iha hoite Krishna lage sudhra manas. For such discussion is strengthened the mind. Then one's mind become attached to Shri Krishna. Because right now, mind is distracted to so many things. So many things. This is also good, that is also good, this is wonderful. But when we keep hearing the conclusions of scriptures, then it strengthens the mind and focus on serving Krishna. The seed of devotion cannot sprout unless watered by the process of hearing and chanting. Fake devotees, this is very important, please listen carefully. Fake devotees, lacking the conclusion of transcendent knowledge, think that studying books of the previous acharyas is unadvisable and like studying dry empiric philosophers. Other fake devotees think artificially shedding tears will deliver them. But Srila Jiva Goswami, following the previous acharyas, has inculcated the conclusions of the scriptures in six theses, Shatsandarbhas. False devotees who have very little knowledge of such conclusions fail to achieve pure devotion for want of zeal in accepting the favorable direction for devotional service given by self-realized devotees. Such fake devotees are like impersonalists who also consider devotional service no better than ordinary fruitive activities. So either they fall to the sahajya side or they will fall to the, you know, bhakti fruitive means they come to Krishna and they will ask the four material things. Prabhuji, please pray for me. What? Something material. I don't want to mention here. You know, this. No, although we know that we need some material facilities, but having the goal Krishna as our ultimate goal, we don't come to Krishna for asking material things. We come that if you desire, if you wish, you provide me. At least that much prayer should be there. And not falling to sahajiyam means, again, you know, taking bhakti so cheaply, that you don't focus on your occupational duties. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so heavy in establishing Varnashrama, actually in his own life. Like responsible behavior of Gadadhar Pandit. If you see today Gadadhar Pandit's appearance, Lord Chaitanya was traveling to Vrindavan and Gadadhar Pandit wanted to come with him. Lord Chaitanya said, you cannot come. You have taken your vow of Kshetra Sannyas. You supposed to perform your duty to your deities. And that you only have decided for yourself. You have taken some duties in your life. Now, who is Gadadhar Pandit? He is actually Rukmani Devi Radharani herself, internal potency. He is worshipping Krishna, you know, like he is not worshipping some statue. Like completely, fully devoted. He is seeing Krishna everywhere. When Lord Chaitanya said, he said, no, everything is at your lotus feet. He's seeing Lord Chaitanya, Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still Lord Chaitanya became so heavy with him. Gadadhar Pandit said, I'm not coming with you. I'm going alone. I'm walking on my way, you're walking your own way. I'm going to meet Shashi Mata. But then also, Lord Chaitanya allowed him to walk for some time. And once he reached Katak, he said, come here. And he just shouted at him. He said, now already broken your vow. And now you're again breaking the vow. I will not allow you. Go back. Just go back. So responsible behavior is actually Varnashrama, you know. Otherwise, what happens is on the name of Radhe, Radhe, Bhakti, Bhakti, we don't do our duties towards our family, towards our authorities, towards our friends, towards our relatives, towards the society. Everyone part of us, we are grateful to everyone. And we need to engage our body and mind, as I told you in the beginning. So this is another angle I am saying, that if we don't take the help of acharya and devotees, what may happen? We may fall towards more towards sahajya side. Sahajya side means a lady has gone to the maternity ward after seeing that one lady was before crying inside and she came out with the child. So she thought, I also go inside, I will cry loudly and I will get a child and come out. So this lady was not pregnant. She just went inside and started shouting. Jor jor se chillane lagi. And just by having, you know, shouting, you don't get a child. See, bhakti is not developed in the heart without sweating. You know, one lecture is there of Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. He talks about chanting. He said, nothing comes without sweating. Mele bina pasina bhai kuch nahi milta. Literally he says like that. So you have to sweat. We have to work hard. We have to push ourselves by using our body and mind and purify them. Karma yoga with the knowledge of that I am not the doer, then come to Nishkam Karma Yoga and then gradually become detached from the fruits. Then only we can focus the mind on holy name all the time. Because otherwise during the chanting, what will happen? Somebody insulted us, that will come in our mind. Somebody has taken us our money, that will come in the mind. So that will come. We have to again bring it back. That is sadhana bhakti. So sanishtita bhakti, parinishtita bhakti and then nirpeksha bhakti. So people misuse verses actually. Like this, aho bhatsha pacho ato gariyan yajiv bhagre vartate naam tubhyam. Tepus tapaste juhu shashnurarya brahmanuchur naam grahananti yete. So it says that if somebody is chanting the holy name, he has read all the scriptures, he has gone to all the holy places. So that's true. But doesn't mean that you neglect the scriptures. That doesn't mean that you neglect the going to the holy places. That's arrogance. So bhakta, one of the main qualification, one of the main eligibility criteria is the humility. That he doesn't feel that I have done everything. The scriptures may say, there is a scripture point of view, there is a pure devotee point of view, there is a Krishna's point of view, and there is a sadhaka point of view. Sadhaka will never feel that I have done it. You are arrogant then, you failed in the first exam only. So taking advantage of these verses, these sahajas, what they do? They take everything cheaply. Consider themselves elevated Vaishnava, but do not care even to touch the Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta philosophy. It's foolishness. So that's why Prabhupada has to be very heavy in his purports. A real Vaishnava should, however, study Vedanta philosophy. But after studying Vedanta, one does not adopt the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. He is no better than a Mayavadi. Both the angles. Take it from which side you want to take it. So simple. So what I'm saying is that when somebody is saying, you know, devotees doesn't have to follow this detail, that detail. But if you have the opportunity, why not follow? If you have the qualification, why not follow? Being humble, that's lead to humility. Humility is not something like rocket science. It has to be practiced like that only. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited knowledge of Vedanta in the discussion of Prakashananda and Saraswati. He was knowledgeable. So many acharyas are so much knowledge they have. Vedanta study is not opposition of Bhakti Yoga. Author of Vedanta Sutra, Vyasadeva himself has written. Srimad Bhagavatam is a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Our acharyas have written, Ramanujacharya, Baldev Bhushan, so many people have written. So we cannot deny it. At the same time, we cannot jump into towards sahajism. And also, another thing which is very important is speculation. Thinking oneself to be something very great. You know, like this one pastime, I'll conclude with that because today is Gadadhar Pandit appearance. It's perfectly fitting here. Where he had come, Vallabh Bhatt has come to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know that? And he had come and he was posing himself to be like, you know, very great scholar. He had some pride in his heart that I know the scriptures. I don't have time to say all that. Just speak. So I know everything. He came, he started glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, you know everything and you are empowered to chant Hare Krishna. That's why you are empowered, you are spreading everything. Lord Chaitanya understood that this person has pride in his heart because of his own scholarship. So Lord Chaitanya told him, see, I don't know anything. I am fool. I learned things from Advaita Acharya, from Swarup Damodar. He told different things from different people. I learned two conclusions of holy name from Haridas Thakur.
आई एम फूल, आई एम मायावादी सन्यासी मैन, मेरे को क्या पता था इन लोगों की वजह से मेरा कुछ हो गया. सो ही इमिडिएटली ब्रॉट हिम टू द लेवल दैट भक्ति कंक्लूजन्स यू कैन नॉट लर्न जस्ट बाय रीडिंग बुक्स ऑन योर ओन. भक्ति कंक्लूजन्स कैन बी लर्न, यू रीड एंड देन कम इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज, हियर फ्रॉम देम, एंड देन एक्चुअली इट विल गो इनसाइड योर हार्ट एंड डेवलप द ह्यूमिलिटी टू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ डिवोटीज एंड सर्व देम. दैट इज द कंक्लूजन ऑफ भक्ति. एंड ही वॉज थिंकिंग आई नो एवरीथिंग. Again, you know, he would come. He just neglected him, Lord Chaitanya. Then he said, no, Mahaprabhu, I want to make you hear Bhagavatam. He said, I don't know Bhagavatam. I know only holy name. Who said, I want to tell you some commentary on holy name. He said, I don't know commentary on holy name. I know holy name, Krishna, Shyam Sundar and Yashodanandan. Bas, utna hi pata hai mujhe. Aur nahi janna mujhe. He said, yahan bhi nahi baat bani. And he said, so he neglected him completely. All the devotees in Jagannath Puri neglected him. Lord Chaitanya has neglected him. Who will entertain him? He would go to Gadadhar Pandit, because Gadadhar Pandit is simply simplicity personified. He would come and harass him, hear me. And by force, he would made him hear. And Gadadhar Pandit would feel so bad, you know, what Lord Chaitanya will feel, what devotees will feel. Lord Chaitanya will understand, because he is God in everybody's heart. Even Lord Chaitanya get angry, it's okay, devotees get angry, okay, Krishna knows, what can I do? He was feeling bad. Please forgive me, Lord Krishna. So it's too simple. Sometimes being too simple is also, you know, you have to have that caliber to handle it. You know, he had that caliber to handle it, I'll tell you in the end. Because that may lead to criticism. So then again he would come, he would argue with devotees, Vallabh Bhatt with Lord Chaitanya's assembly. Nobody would pay attention. One day he asked Lord Advaita Acharya, see, you know, wife should not chant the name of his husband. And Krishna, Jiva is the wife and Krishna is the pati, husband. So Advaita Acharya told you, ask Mahaprabhu only, he's here. Why you're chanting the holy name if you cannot chant the name of your husband? So Mahaprabhu said, you're a fool. You don't know anything. First duty of the wife is to follow the instruction of husband. And if husband is only telling that chant my name, so what is the problem? So we are chanting the name of God. So again he felt very embarrassed. And regularly, you know, Lord Chaitanya would neglect him. Then one day he thought, actually, that Lord Chaitanya was very kind to me when I met him in Varanasi. Now actually I am becoming very proud, I think. Because before that also he had come once, just after this Holy Nival episode. He said, I have written a commentary on Bhagavatam. And I don't agree with the commentary of Sridhar Swami. I have written my own commentary. And Lord Chaitanya now became very heavy and grave. He said, then you are like a prostitute. Then he really thought, you know, I am like an Indra behaving, who just want to go more than the authority of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya is cutting my pride. So in the association of devotees and Lord Chaitanya, very gradually his pride was cut. Otherwise he was thinking that just by reading his own books and reading the commentaries and writing his commentaries, he can become devotee. It's a failure. Because devotee means that he has to accept the authority of acharyas, he has to be humble, he has to serve the devotees, he has to give glories to his equals and juniors and seniors, everybody, and not take the credit. That's why taking help of jnana is very risky, taking help of karma is also very risky. So karma make you proud that I am the doer, jnana make you proud that, you know, I am very big scholar. So that's why we have to again and again take the help of friends of devotees, so that when we run fast also, we don't fall down. Or if somebody is exhibiting real symptoms of devotion, then also we should know he is exhibiting real symptoms of devotion. Like Pundarik Vidyanidhi was exhibiting the real symptoms of devotion, and then Gadadhar Pandit got confused that he may be, you know, materialist only, because he was behaving like a materialist, but he was a great devotee. And then Mukunda chanted the verse, Aho Bakiyam Putrika, you know, that Putana, you know, so glorious, like Lord Krishna's mercy is so glorious, that Putana came to kill, and still, what happened? He took the poison and gave the position of mother. So then actually he started exhibiting the loving symptoms, actually. And then Gadadhar Pandit came to know how great he is. So at every stage, we may need the help of great souls around us who can actually guide us. Then actually we will not fall from the path. But other processes, what happens, person will definitely fall because he's running on his own and he doesn't have the support system actually. So this support system is very much needed. So when Gadadhar Pandit was giving, I'll come back to that past time, he was hearing our Vallabh Bhatta, so devotees were getting upset. They were getting angry on him. And even Lord Chaitanya actually neglected him for some time. And when Vallabh Bhatta took shelter of Lord Chaitanya, he begged forgiveness and Lord Chaitanya forgave him. Then he invited him for prasadam. Now Lord Chaitanya told, bring Gadadhar Pandit also. And then Suru Damodar told Gadadhar Pandit that actually Lord Chaitanya was testing you. That he, because Gadadhar Pandit is Rukmani Devi, in Krishna Leela also, Krishna, when he proposed to choose another husband to Rukmani, Rukmani, instead of becoming angry and agitated, she got so fearful and fainted. Because Lord Krishna wanted Rukmani to get angry. Similarly here, Lord Chaitanya wanted, Lord Krishna wanted Rukmani to get angry, and here Lord Chaitanya wanted Gadadhar Pandit to get little agitated and retaliate back to Lord Chaitanya. Come and say, you know, his case. No, I am just doing like that. I was not wrong. He just came forcefully and told me. But Gadadhar Pandit, he said, when Sadhu Damodar said, why did you not retaliate? He said, he is supreme. He is independent. He knows everything. And I don't want to behave as equal in front of him. And whatever he wants to do, that is okay. You know, it's okay. I'm ready to tolerate. And then it is told to Gadadhar Pandit, it was told that because you have this capacity to tolerate, you know, not get agitated, you know, you have purchased Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually. So these kind of symptoms of devotion can be exhibited only when person behave in a very humble way throughout the life. Then he can, these are the tests of devotion. Then, like Gadadhar Pandit was tested thoroughly, top and bottom, here and there. At our stage, we may not exhibit that kind of simplicity because after that, we may not be able to handle the criticism. So it's better to clarify in our level. That's what my understanding is. Because when criticism will come, you will completely run away. It may happen like that. So anyway, I just thought of sharing these few points. Time is up. So we can pray to Gadadhar Pandit that we can develop that simplicity, that humility, that devotion, and we can also walk through this path of going towards Krishna with the support system of devotees and with all the tools of karma and jnana within Varnashrama, and trying to understand our adhikar and going from sanishtrita bhakti to parinishtrita and to nirpeksha bhakti. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.